Still in the hunt, still fighting the Bantams. Right, let's hear from Gary Bowyer then. City beaten today, but went down fighting. Was that the case today, Gary?
Well, I asked for a response, didn't I, after last week? And, you know, I think we certainly got that. We were compact, we were organised. We had a lot more fight in us than, obviously, last week. And I thought we caused Charlton problems, you know. Bawley has that one where it just goes narrowly wide just before, in the first half, sorry. And then Cads has put a great ball in it. Dawley's just failed to get a little touch on. And then the big moment when Lewis breaks down their left, who I thought he was terrific today in that position. Yeah. His energy was unbelievable, and he picks out Butters, and you're just waiting for it to hit the back of the net. It's a great play. It's a great setup, I have to say. The lads followed everything that we asked of them, probably bar the one thing, which was their goal.
Yeah, disappointing. He probably spoke to Butterfield at half time. It comes back on his left foot, and the chance is then difficult, yeah, isn't it? But it's a massive chance, that.
It's a huge moment in the game. It's a huge moment in the game for us. And but again, you know, I spoke honestly last week about them and how they were. And, you know, I have to say we were better this week when going down. And last week when we went down, there was a...
It was a sinking ship. We showed heart and desire after the goal. So I guess that has answered a few questions. Do the players want it?
Yeah.
Does that answer something to you today?
Yeah, well, all week, like we said, in the pre-match, they've been made aware of how I was and how I feel. And the challenge was there for them to show. By the way, the wonderful support that we had, that was magnificent. Yep. The away end.
Over 720 there today.
That was terrific. And... you know, the noise that they made, and they were very welcoming to myself, so I appreciate that and hope they have a safe journey home. And we nearly gave them something to cheer about when Bawley's shot hits the post. I think, you know, these things, without being a cliche, do go against you sometimes when you're down where we are. If that had been the other end, you can bet your bottom dollar it hits the post and rolls in. But I've seen today some positive signs for us to build on, because we're still in it. We're still in it. I've just said that to him, and I said it all along. It'll go to the last minute of the last game. We've now got to just be better in the final third to create more chances and score some goals.
One goal in four, that is probably the concern for you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you need to score goals to win games. And I thought organisationally, defensively, off the ball, we were better, which we were nowhere near last week. And it's putting that next bit on as well now, which is obviously the top end of the pitch.
Were you happy with us in midfield as well? Because teams were walking through us. Anderson and Atpan have come in for a little bit of stick over the last couple of games. Did you think that worked today?
Well, I think Richard O'Donnell made one save, didn't he? That end, first half. After that, I have to say, I can't really remember him making saves that he should. Wow, that's one. The one down there was a
good
wow
save. Wasn't it?
Yeah. After that, I can't remember anything other than the normal collect a shot from distance that even you would have stayed saved, you know?
Yeah. What did you make of Paddy O'Connor today? Threw him in, you know,
terrific.
Him very well. It seemed to grow into
terrific.
The game.
I thought he was terrific today. He's been a victim of this, you know, of us having six loans, which, you know, I always vowed, as myself, I would never do. You know, if you leave somebody out because they're not playing, fine. Leave someone out because the extra loan doesn't sit right with me.
Is that why Jack Payne wasn't involved today?
Yeah, that was it. We needed to reinforce the bank, and that was it, I'm afraid. And it's not a great one for us, that one, but hey, that's it. We've got to get on with it.
Made the subs, of course, threw on two strikers late on. Was that a bit frustrating for you? Did you think about doing it a little earlier? Because we were sort of waiting 5 or 6 minutes for that to happen.
Well, the ball wouldn't go out of play. Yep. Like you say, we were there and we were done, but the ball wouldn't go out of play. But, you know, we made the changes. There were positive changes, like you said. But obviously when we then went and matched up, you just lost the momentum a little bit of how organised we'd had been. And we just had to try and do a little bit better in the final third.
And you wanted heart. Do you feel you've got it today?
Oh, I'll throw it back at you because you've watched them. What do you think? You've watched them a lot more than me, so you tell me.
Yep, how many times recent games Portsmouth gone down without a fight, with a whimper? We did it again, didn't we, against Blackpool last week. So do you feel like we're turning a corner in that respect?
We
just need more quality.
Yes, definitely.
What do we need from here, Gary?
Well, we've got to build on this now. We've got to build on the defensive organisation that we had and the way that we went about it. And I've just said to Borley there, you know, he's got to keep going. He's got to keep getting in there. And, you know, we just need to just quicken up in the final third. And that's what we'll do next week as well.
Yeah, and we'll keep fighting.
Yeah,
simple
definitely.
As that.
No, listen, you know, I know you have listeners up there and they'll be saying, well, that's it. It's not it. It's not it. Until there's an R next to anybody's name in that bottom four, it's not it. And we've just got to keep fighting and keep believing and trying hard as we possibly can. And, you know, try and get the supporters to give us the backing that they gave us today because they were magnificent.